Hey, it's Daryl C. Murphy, and I just want to talk to you real quick. The Common is produced at WBUR in Boston. We're public media. We don't have paywalls, which means we don't ask you to pay to see our work. We say, here's some powerful stories for free. And then, if some of those stories you read or listen to are important to you, and you talk about it with your friends and family, and you even see the world a little differently, then we ask you to support it, because we want to continue making work that is meaningful to you. And right now, I want to let you know what's happening at WBUR. Our radio shows, our podcasts are getting some of the biggest audiences we've ever had. Our journalism is winning awards, reaching new and more diverse audiences. And you are a big part of that. Our journalism has never been stronger, but the business has never been harder. We've had a big loss of sponsorship dollars, like a lot of media companies have in recent years. But one thing we've always been pretty good at is getting support from our listeners to make the things they love. So we're asking right now, in a crucial moment for WBUR, can you help us get through this by joining other listeners in supporting WBUR? We need your help to keep making the podcast you're listening to right now, along with everything else that comes from WBUR. Your help would mean a lot to me and to all of my colleagues. So please, head to our website, WBUR.org. Thanks.
WBUR Podcasts, Boston.
I'm Daryl C. Murphy, and you're listening to The Common. So I'm here today in Roxbury at the Roxbury branch of the Boston Public Library, and I'm here with two guests. I want to ask you, Gloria, to introduce yourself first.
Hi, Daryl. My name's Gloria Fernandez, and I'm the inaugural chef in residence here.
Excellent. And our next guest.
Hi, Daryl. My name is Stephanie Chase. I'm the nutrition literacy coordinator for the Boston Public Library.
Understood. And we are here at the Roxbury branch of the Boston Public Library in the nutrition lab, here to talk to Gloria about her being the first, the inaugural chef in residence at the Nutrition Lab for this program. Tell people a little bit about yourself, your background, and how you got here.
My journey started with just being a empty nest mom. Ended up going to culinary school, working at Boston Healthcare for the Homeless, doing teaching classes for Daily Table, and eventually starting my own business, Go-Go Bites. And my focus was anti-inflammatory and plant-based cancer prevention. And so food and nutrition really just became a passion of mine.
Understood. Now, before we go any further, Stephanie, can you just break down what is the Nutrition Lab?
Sure. So we have been fortunate enough to be supported by an anonymous donor for the Nutrition Lab. It's a teaching kitchen. We can have 12 students at a time, or we can have 15 folks in here with a cooking demonstration. And so we want to bring kind of the tips, tricks, tools for people in the Boston community to learn how to cook. Also get some nutrition, maybe tap into some cultural heritage, and people to be together and create meaningful relationships.
How do you plan to educate people about how to eat and how to prepare food? Like, how are you thinking about moving forward with this?
What I'd like to do while I'm here is, first of all, find out about the history of this area, the Algonquin Indians, what types of food they ate, what types of food grew here. In my own business, I work with farmers markets around Massachusetts. So just really bringing in that knowledge about how to work with familiar foods in an unfamiliar way, and even bringing in unfamiliar foods, but working with them in a familiar way. So my hope is that we can teach folks even the basics, how to work a blender, how to convert beans to a dip, you know?
Very good.
Yeah, thank you. But just being able to explore.
I love that you mentioned the indigenous people, kind of giving folks a history lesson along with the nutrition lessons, right? Can you talk about the importance of that and why you're doing that?
Well, I'm still in the process of researching, which has been really good. So they have the special department here at the library that has a lot of books cookbooks that I'm going to be looking at, but also getting in touch with representatives like Byron Rushing and finding out the history around here, going to the Roxbury Historic Society and finding out, you know, what's the foundation of Roxbury. I am originally from Cambridge, but I've been, you know, Roxburyan term for the last 27 years or so, but not knowing the full history, and then finding out from my uncle, who was a historian, that there were springs running underneath Roxbury. That's why there were so many bottling companies along Columbus Ave. So who knew?
You know, my next question for you was about the buy-in from the community, right? How are y'all thinking about outreach into the surrounding community to get folks in here, you know?
I was a family community outreach coordinator for the city of Boston, for Boston Public Schools, a number of years ago. I still have quite a number of connections, and I'm a out and about kind of person, always in the streets, you know, so I know a lot of people. But I'm also a volunteer water aerobics instructor. I'm also a swim instructor for the Y. I get a chance to be out in the community and find out and meet up with people and talk to them and let them know what's going on. We just recently had a snack and chat with folks in the community. We had seniors, we had young kids, so it was really nice to get some feedback. We did some basic stuff with them around measuring and cutting. So just things like that, like folks don't feel secure using certain knives or not sure what the mass of a quarter cup looks like in comparison to if they put it in their hand. So we are having another meet and greet, so to speak, April 8th. And yesterday we had community members come in from the chief engagement officer from DEMIC, people from the Office of Food Justice, the Food Project, Project Bread, like just folks finding out what's going on in Boston in terms of food resources.
Now, you just mentioned you're teaching people how to handle knives.
Yeah.
You're teaching them how to measure.
Yeah.
What are some of the other things people can expect to learn from you?
Well, the feedback we got from our first meet and greet, people want to bake. So teaching folks where they're at, but a lot of times you need to start at the basics with some people because maybe they weren't the person in the kitchen. So I've done classes, when I've done classes for Daily Table with the focus on diabetes or high blood pressure. I'm also an ambassador for Old Ways, an African Health and Heritage Ambassador. So talking about cultural, like Stephanie mentioned, what's the cultural associations that we can bring in with the foods that we eat too? The fact of the matter is what we eat, how our body processes it, is going to affect us internally. It's going to infect our brains. I talk about how I did classes for high schools in the Roxbury and Dorchester area. And you see kids coming in with a can of Pringles. Just imagine you talk about brain fog and you've just fed yourself Pringles for breakfast and you can't, and you're trying to figure out why this kid can't concentrate. So we were here with the Office of Food Justice and they're talking about what kind of breakfasts to give kids because we need to have them filled with the most nutritious stuff that we can right now. So again, I don't talk about healthy, I talk about beneficial. Yeah. Because healthy is subjective.
Stephanie, I want to turn to you and ask you, what are you looking to get out of this? And is there a chance that this nutrition lab can expand to all the libraries in the city?
So we hope to see a curriculum develop through Gloria's research. So throughout the summer and the fall, we'll test out the recipes and develop a curriculum. And that curriculum will be left behind for us to use for further classes and also for classes that other librarians may want to teach at the branches. So at the moment, we're putting together kitchen kits for the branches. It's not for patrons to borrow them, but it's for our librarians. They can give us a call and say, you know, I need an induction cooktop, I need a waffle iron, I need a blender, I want to teach these classes for a month. And so we can send out these kitchen kits and then they can use the curriculum that Gloria has developed, or they can hire another chef, whichever they want to focus on for teaching. So that's the hope for as we continue. And then next year, we are looking for an indigenous chef. And then on the third year, we'll be looking to focus on a particular neighborhood. So we'll focus on each neighborhood, and the history of each neighborhood that the branches are placed in.
So Gloria, we're going to take a quick break here. But when we get back, I want to try one of your recipes.
All right, then. So we're going to make a variation of the bean dip. We're trying to get beans into people's bodies.
Okay, let's do it.
Politics has never been stranger or more online, which is why the politics team at Wired is making a new show, Wired Politics Lab. It's all about how to navigate the endless stream of news and information and what to look out for. Each week on the show, we'll dig into far-right platforms, AI chatbots, influencer campaigns, and so much more. Wired Politics Lab launches Thursday, April 11th. Follow the show wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back with Gloria Fernandez, inaugural chef in residence at the Nutrition Lab at the Boston Public Library in Roxbury. So, Gloria, you made some bean dip that was very good, but I understand we're going to be making something else today.
Well, we're going to make a different bean dip.
Okay, we're making a different bean dip. Okay. So you got the blender out. What are we doing?
A lot of food pantries give out beans and canned beans, even dried beans. And one thing we do know is, like, the aquafaba from chickpeas is really good for you. So I just throw everything in.
Yeah.
We also have some roasted peppers. So we're going to do a roasted pepper, put a little lime juice. You like a little heat? We can put some hot sauce in there for you. There we go. All right, then. So I'm going to put the lime in. And we'll just squeeze that in. Yeah.
That's the juice of one lime.
And then we're going to put in some scallions. Now, the other thing is, when I make this for seniors, I put in red onions. And why? Because red onions are good for your nerves. So as we get older, sometimes we're not as active. Helps your joints move a little bit. And I'm just going to do a little salt. This is kosher salt that I'm using. And I always tell people to try to pour it on your hands, on your palm first, so you can see really how much, because you might be surprised. Yes, okay. And I'm going to put a little drop of oil in here, just about a tablespoon or so, not much. And a little black pepper. And a little bit of, I wanted to put some scallions in. I'm going to blend this up. So something just as simple as taking some beans, you could do this if you wanted to. And like I tell folks, you know, most of us at this point don't even look at the food while we're eating it because we're in front of the TV, right? Mm-hmm. So guess what? You have two incredibly picky children at home and you're trying to get them to eat. You put this in front of them, like you say, with some, try to get maybe a healthier, maybe a low salt chip, put a good movie on. And next thing you know, your children have eaten some beans and their belly is full. There's stuff that you can do nowadays with food. There's so much information. There's so many videos on that. You can Googleize anything, brother, and find all kinds of stuff. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. It's there for you. But it's really all about your favorite flavorings and your seasonings. I focus, when I do classes, plant-based. But you'd be surprised when you tell people, you know, you give them a bowl of something and beans and rice or something like that and a salad, and you look at them, you say, well, you just had a vegan meal, and they're shocked. Yeah. So sometimes you have to break it down just really simple to people, and that's the hope that we're going to do here is just share with people that they can gain knowledge, not to be embarrassed about what they know and don't know, because you just don't know what you don't know until you find out what you didn't know. You know what I'm saying? But I've been doing this for the last couple of years, trying to figure out how to work this into my life in a consistent basis. It's crucial for me right now in my life. You know, like my brother died during the pandemic, and he's just 5 years older than me. And my sister had breast cancer. So this is important to me. You can still try to improve your quality of life as you get older. And take advantage of the resources. And the Nutrition Lab is a resource.
Gloria, Stephanie, thank you both so much for taking the time to talk with us here at The Common. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I really enjoyed myself.
Thank you so much, Darrell, for visiting us here at the Roxbury Branch. And we hope that other people will also come visit.
And that's our show for today. Thank you so much for listening to The Common. If you like what you're hearing, please go to wherever you listen to podcasts, especially Apple or Spotify. Rate and review us. Let us know how you're liking the show. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you to everybody who's already done it. I'm Darrell C. Murphy, and I will talk to you tomorrow.